This morning, as we turn to God in prayer, we remember God's mothering wings about us and that God calls us under those wings. And I invite you also this morning to remember those folks who are listed on the screen this morning, as well as the family of Priscilla Pridgen. Priscilla passed away last week. She is a saint of the church and has been around since 1965. And we invite you to remember Priscilla's family in prayer. The service was on Friday. Well, I invite you now to go to God with me in prayer. And the focus of our prayers today will be about mothering and how we honor Mother's Day. So let's pray. Today we gather for worship with eager hearts, hungry to hear your word through scripture and music, yearning for the joy you promise. On this day of celebrating your love, we lift to you those who have given us life, those who have loved us, those who have blessed us, and those who have taught us, our mothers. May your blessing pour out on those who gave us birth, and on all those beautiful, strong women of faith who have mothered us along our journey. We praise you, God, for the gift of motherly love, both gentle and fierce, strong and humble, kind and true. Where we have been so blessed by our mothers, we give our grateful praise. For they have provided loving hands that have worked so hard in raising us, cared enough to correct us, blessed us in ways that we cannot fully have known as children. And we call forth your compassion upon every mother who has sadly caused pain and suffering. Therefore, we also lift to you our mothers, as imperfect as they are, also wounded by this world. We bless our mothers this day, no matter what they have done or left undone. We do this because we believe in your healing, and we believe in your love, and we believe you love every mother, no matter how they have mothered. We stand in solidarity with them, for we are all in need of your grace. Where we have failed as mothers, help us to forgive ourselves. Where we have seen your face in any woman who has been to us a mother, we give thanks. We lift to you the heart of every mother who has watched a child die of hunger, every mother who has been a victim of abuse, every woman who stands in protest against a world where children are killed by violence. We lift to you the heartbreak of every mother who has ever loved a child and lost. Finally, O God, we lift to you our mother's heart. And although we fully cannot express our gratitude, help each of us to be your blessing of love to a home, to a neighborhood, and to a world in need. We ask in the precious name of Jesus and pray as he taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Now a reading from Psalm 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in heaven. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings, that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
All of creation declares God's glory and displays the magnitude of God's caring nature to attend to every single detail. And God has set humankind within creation to carry on that work of care so that everything that moves and breathes might have an opportunity to grow and to thrive. Please join us in giving thanks as we sing for the beauty of all the earth, and as we lift our voices in ways that join with creation in bringing glory to God. Sing with us.
Lift up your voices to the sea. Hymns of grateful praise to God is by giving back to God from what He has given to us through our tithes and our offerings, which helps sustain and support the mission of this church. And so let us offer back to God our offerings now. Let us pray. Gracious God, indeed, You bestow upon us every blessing we enjoy in life. And it is with grateful praise that we give back to You now from what You have given to us. We pray, O God, that You receive these tithes and these offerings, and that You multiply them. You have Your will and Your way with them, advancing Your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Delia Savin, and today Sunlight will be singing the song How to Save a Life by The Fray. This song is about someone who feels hopeless, and that nobody cares about them, and they can't find a way out of the feeling of hopelessness. The singer is feeling discouraged because he or she doesn't know how to help their friend. We know that even during the hard times in our lives, God is always there carrying us. In everyday life, there can be someone who needs help, whether it's someone at work, or school, or in the grocery store that needs a loving hand. We can be that loving hand for someone who is having a rough time. Mothers are excellent examples of this. These struggling people may already know God, but they might need a reminder that God is always with them. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, it states, "The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." God and mothers or mother figures are always with you, and if there's anything that you need to talk about with someone but feel like no one will care or pay attention, just know that God is with you. I invite you to worship with us as Sunlight offers How to Save a Life with Sage Backus.
Sit down, it's just
joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst into song, you mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones.
The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me.
Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands.
For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
Throughout Scripture, we find evidence that God is not only characterized by those traits we often attribute to masculinity. God is also the one who embodies all of the characteristics that we also associate with motherhood and feminine virtue. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, we hear God declare, "Let us make humankind in our image." And then in verse 28, we learn that God created humankind, both male and female, in the image of God. Today, we are celebrating all those people in our life who embody the aspects of God's loving nature and put on full display that nurturing, loving care of a mother that comes directly from God. We also want to acknowledge that we know not every mother gets it right, and some fall short. Some fail to mirror that image well, and yet we have a God who we can turn to at all times, who is always there, ready to be that nurturing presence in our lives. And so this morning, as we celebrate both God's incredible character and all that God is, and as we also give thanks for those in our lives who do mirror God's image, we're going to be singing a song that you know, but we're going to be substituting one word. We're going to be substituting mother for father as we sing a song called "The Good, Good Mother," reflecting on the ways that God's nurturing love brings healing and wholeness to our lives. Will you sing with us?
Yeah.
in all God's ways. And one of the things about Mother's Day for me is that it reminds me, when I get all of the accolades and the beautiful cards and the flowers, of the ways that I am called to mirror God's perfection, and yet there's a tension for me because I know I don't always get it right. Now my hope is I get it more right than I get it wrong. But we have a God that we can lean into that is full of mercy and grace, where mercy triumphs over judgment and can fill us anew and allow us to love anew. And when I don't get it right, which happens, the one thing that I can do with perfect love is to pray. And so this next song is just that. It is a mother's prayer. But we are all called to care and nurture for those in our lives. And so just as much as it is a mother's prayer, I believe it could also be a father's prayer, and an aunt's prayer, maybe an uncle's prayer or a mentor's prayer. As I've gotten to know this song, there are three verses, and they're quite distinct. The first one has become a prayer for my youngest. The second one mirrors my prayers right now for my son. And the last mirrors my prayers for my teenage daughter. However it is that you receive this song this morning, may it be a way for us to offer our prayers and thanks for the privilege that it is to journey with those that we get to pour our love into. This is a mother's prayer.
This world is not.
gather at the table today, we give thanks to God, creator of the heavens, the moon, and the stars. We give thanks to God, creator of the earth, who formed each one of us in our mother's womb and breathed into us the breath of life and creativity. We give thanks for the rich diversity that God has offered and the wisdom of God that has guided us in this age and every age. As we come this morning, we are mindful that we are surrounded by those who have gone before us in this journey of faith. And we particularly give thanks for those who have been mothers in our faith. We remember Ruth and Naomi and the fact that as they befriended one another, they carried out God's hope for the world. We remember Sarah and her laughter and then her faith as she bore the promise to the nations. We remember and we give thanks for Rebecca and for Naomi and for Rebecca and for Miriam and for Deborah. We give thanks for Leah and Rachel. We give thanks for Phoebe and Priscilla that they have walked before us. We give thanks for all of those who surround us as a cloud of witnesses, both gentle and powerful. And we give thanks for Mary, the mother of our Lord. In the fullness of time, God came through Jesus Christ, born to Mary, to become the Savior of the world. And it's through his sacrificial love, through the surrender of his life, that he allowed us new life. We remember that on the night before he died, he gathered the disciples around him and he took a loaf of bread and he broke it and he gave it to them and he said, take and eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this as often as you eat it in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, he took the cup. And again, he gave thanks to God. And he gave it to the disciples. And he said, drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. He just as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so we come today and we all offer ourselves. We surrender our lives to God's way for us in the world, a way of love, a way of grace, a way of extending ourselves for others. Let me invite you to pray. Oh God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. May they be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we may go out into the world as the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. And by your Spirit, oh God, we pray that you would make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes again in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. We invite those who are serving to come and receive the elements and go to your stations. Trinity and in the United Methodist Church, the table is an open table. It's a place where everyone is invited to come and taste and see that God is good and God's grace is freely given to all of us. So we invite you to come to the section in front of, to the pair of servers in front of your section. You'll come out by the left and return by the right. As you come forward, you cup your hands to receive a piece of bread and then take that and dip it into the cup. There's also gluten-free available, and so please just ask the servers up at the front, and we'd be happy to get it for you. Again, I invite you to come and taste and see that God is good. Please come. Everything's ready. taste that we have seen of your goodness, the very real presence of Jesus Christ shared with us today. We ask now that you would strengthen us, that this meal will nourish us as we go out into the world, that we might share your love in our homes, in our families, in our neighborhoods, and in our world. By the love and grace of Jesus Christ. Amen.
As we go forth now, continuing to celebrate the mothers in our lives or those who are like mother figures who do emulate God's amazing image, may we do so knowing that it all flows from the source of love and grace. So will you rise with us and sing our final hymn of praise, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, I'm secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord to me. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting.
May you go out from this place and time of worship indeed leaning on the everlasting arms of a God who loves each and every one of us and calls us to go forth and to live in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ with the strength of the Holy Spirit to carry us forward in love and service.